regularly scheduled council meeting due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing. This meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by following the link on the agenda. We'll start off with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty,
and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmember Birdsall?
Here.
Edelman?
Here.
Keeler?
Present.
Lexstein?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Schwartz. And Mayor Kelly's on the call. All right, first up is, as always, remarks from the audience. If there's anybody on this call who would like to be heard, you have up to 3 minutes to address the body. Just please state your name and your address, and it's all yours. Would anyone like to be heard? All right, hearing no one. We'll move on to the consent agenda. I believe the one item, I can begin to make a motion on it unless you want to move anything to the next meeting.
Yeah, Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to pull resolution number 190 and resolution 191 so that we can discuss these matters in executive session.
All right.
Anybody second that?
I'll second it.
All right, so we're making a motion to basically move 190 and 191 to the following meeting. All right, and you seconded it?
Yes.
All right, Council Members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano? Okay, Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
And Rudy?
Yes.
All right, so those two items are moved. Would anyone like to make a motion on the balance of the agenda? Approving it?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
Seven. Second.
Council Member Birdsall?
Yeah.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
And Rudy?
Yes.
All right.
I'm sure you guys are aware, but there's a Roger McLaughlin in caller 3 who aren't on mute, and there's a ton of feedback.
And thank you. All right, on to ordinances. The first one, Ordinance 11-2020, an ordinance amending Chapter 130, Land Use, Article 9, Design Standards 130 through 59H, Bulkhead Maintenance of the Code of the Borough of Seabright. Would anyone like to make the motion to introduce Ordinance 11-2020?
I'll make that motion.
I have Mark and Charlie.
Jack here. I just had one question on that business about leaning and bulging bulkheads. Is that language still going to be in there, or is that taken out?
I believe last council meeting we agreed to take that out and just leave in if the bulkhead is going to be leaking or anything else. Is that correct,
folks? Yeah, that's what we all agreed at the workshop. We were going to leave that language in.
Which language stays?
We're not, Jack, removing the language on the leaning and the leaking, and I don't have it in front of me, the exact language, but because I don't have that, the original, but we're leaving all that language in. The only thing we're changing are the dollar amounts and the dates.
Okay, I guess I thought we, I could be mistaken, I thought we were going to leave in or remove the, leave in the leaking portion of it, but leave, take out the leaning and stuff like that because it was, there was gray area there. Am I mistaken? Because I thought the planning board recommended that.
Yeah, the planning board did, but we talked to Bill White at the workshop, and Bill White's, if I understood correctly, we all felt that we should leave it in there because it's the sign of a bulkhead that's going south. We didn't want to let a bulkhead deteriorate.
I agree with Brian, though. I thought that we felt like the leaning wasn't something that we would go after, but the leaking seemed to be an issue.
Yeah, that's a matter of, well, I could be mistaken, but that's what I thought we had agreed to then because it was, you know, a little bit of gray area with the other stuff, since some of these bulkheads are wooden and they lean, and, you know, I've seen them, you know, for last 4 decades.
I listened to the tape, and it sounded like the end of the conversation you decided to leave it in, but
yeah,
I could
so
be wrong.
That's my recollection. Yeah. We all talked about it. We all agreed. We talked to Bill, and we decided to leave the language in.
I think personally leaving the language in and leaving it the way it is with the, you know, a little bit of gray area allows us to make a decision in the field as to the condition and the aspects of it. If we get a little bit too rigorous with what the wording in it in the ordinance, then
what Kevin's saying is 100% accurate, because I think we all agreed and we discussed this, that look, our engineer, when they're looking at the bulkheads, are not going to cite someone for a broken bulkhead if it's not a broken bulkhead. So it's not like if the ordinance says it's bowing and leaning, and the engineer looks at it and says, yeah, but that's a wooden bulkhead, that's normal, it's supposed to do that. He's not going to cite them for something on that. This isn't being designed to create problems for people. It's being designed to make sure that people's bulkheads are working. That's why we agreed to leave the language in.
All right, any other comments from council about that? Any last, before we vote on this, any last suggestions or... Yeah, that's...
I don't agree with the leaning. I mean, I agree with what the mayor said. I mean, I've seen bulkheads that have been leaning for 40 years, and they haven't really moved. I mean, and they're fine. So I...
Yeah, but Charlie, if it's fine, then the engineer's not going to cite you for it. Why are we getting involved in an engineering determination whether something is faulty or not?
But why have it in there?
Because if it's faulty, they should have to fix it.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what it's built. Is Bill White on this call? No. All right. I mean, all I'm saying is that is what Chris is saying is accurate. Is that that's what we agreed to at the workshop. If we're changing it, so be it. I mean, but this is what we all agreed to at the workshop.
Yeah, I didn't. I must have missed. I didn't realize we were throwing out what the planning board recommended. That.
I thought we were going with the planning board. But.
So we were going to take out the leaking.
No, not the leak.
I mean, the planning board recommended that we remove the word leaking.
No,
also,
the initial conversation was to keep that in there, but pull the other stuff like the swing or whatever.
It was one. Mayor, there was one line. Chris, do you have access to it?
Yes. Hold, please.
Sam, do you have any thoughts?
Chris, you're on mute.
Okay. I'm good with the way it's written.
I believe the line was if the bulkhead is bowed, 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 bent, or leak, or bowed, bent, leaning, or leaking. I think that was the original.
That is what it said.
Okay.
So you guys don't want that?
No, again, I remember we discussed
I have no problem with it the way it is.
Well, what do we want to do? I mean, did we discuss about just do we have a
anyone else? So Sam, you made a comment.
I'm just with the way it is, but I didn't hear that the planning board had recommended some language to either to take out or to put in, as in like.
Basically, we sent this over for their review after the initial go around, and they recommended removing that.
Do you want me to read what the planning board said?
Including the leaking, yes, please.
It says that the language is too general. Language needs to be stringent and just for bulkheads that are deteriorating or failing, and not just bowed, bent, leaning, or leaking. This is an enormous expense for people that own bulkheads. The bulkhead should be failing before action is taken.
I think overall is a reasonable request, but I don't know if we incorporate any of that. We're kind of over.
The point is,
what do you want it to say?
The point is, we're not engineers, so we need to leave it. We need to leave it a little bit loosely worded so that the engineers can make a decision whether or not it needs to be replaced. That's why I thought we had spoken about.
Yeah, and that's my recollection also, Kevin. That's what when we talked about it, that's what I remember saying. We were going to leave it the way it was.
All right, well, anyway, for the governing body, just remember, yeah, just to make sure that you note that that's what Chris read the exact request from the planning board. So we, of course, don't have to take it, but that was their suggestion or request. So,
if we don't take it tonight, can we still change it?
No, it's got to be done tonight because we don't have it. We don't have enough. We only have one more meeting at the end of the year. So we got to do it tonight. So let's get in.
The problem is if our wording is very stringent and very specific, if the bulkhead doesn't meet that exact criteria, then they don't have to replace it. It gives the homeowner an argument for why they shouldn't replace it, even though they've been told they have to, by an engineer.
And that's why we decided to keep the language in, because as I said to Charlie earlier, our engineer that we hire to look at this is not going to cite someone if the bulkhead's fine. So the fact that we look at a bulkhead and say it's bowed, bent, or leaning, and if the bulkhead's fine, they're not going to get a citation.
I think this is a pretty big decision, and I don't think we're prepared to vote on it. I mean, I'm voting no. There's no way that I think, the way we're talking, it's like we're still trying to figure this out.
Charlie, let me point this out. Right now, the ordinance says that we adopted and approved at the last meeting currently reads bowed, bent, leaning, or leaking. So that's what the ordinance is right now. If we want to change it to take that out, we need to do it now. Otherwise, the law is staying bowed, bent, leaning, or leaking. That's the law we passed.
I would say a bulkhead that is leaking is definitely a problem. You know, that then it's not working. I mean, it's leaking. But a bulkhead that is bowing or something like that, I understand what you're saying, that if you go look at it, they might not make them do anything if they don't think it's necessary. But, that's I don't know. It's very expensive to put a bulkhead in. And that's why we are so laxed on doing it ourselves in areas that we should be doing it, because it costs so much money, and then we're just going to put this on the homeowner.
We already did it.
Well, we got to get. I think we're trying to change it, right?
Well, that's what I'm asking. What do people want it to say?
I think the leaning and the bowing should be out of there. If it's leaking, it's a problem. And if we, hold on. If the bowing is in there,
Is
everybody okay if we take out bowed, bent, and leaning? If we take those three words out and leave leaking in, then is everybody okay?
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
So let's just do that. That's fine.
Wow, Kevin, I actually like what you said. I owe you a beer.
Who introduces? So you want to reword the introduction? Mark, was that you?
It's pretty easy to do. All right, so we're going to amend it. We're going to introduce this ordinance with an addition that we are removing the words bowed, bent, and leaning.
All right, so you make the motion on that. Anyone second the motion?
Raj, are we good, Raj?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll make that motion,
revise
Kevin.
It before we publish.
I'll make that motion as revised.
Oh, you're seconding it.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm seconding it then, okay.
All right, Council Members Birdsall.
Yes. Yes.
Bueller.
Yes.
Lexine.
Yes.
And Rooney.
Yes.
All right, the amended ordinance is introduced. On to the next ordinance, 12-2020. An ordinance adopting a revision and codification of the ordinances of the Borough of Seabright, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. Would anyone like to make a motion to introduce ordinance 12-2020?
So move.
All right, Jeff. Second anybody?
I'll second it, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Council Members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
All right, the ordinance is introduced. On to new business. Vouchers in the amount of $594,174. Would anyone like to approve this voucher? A lot of feedback. I'm not sure who that is, but there's quite a bit of feedback.
I'll introduce.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Second anybody?
I'll second it.
All right, thanks, Mark. Council Members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yeah.
And Rooney?
Yes.
All right. Vouchers are approved. On to our mayor and council committee comments. Anybody make any comments regarding their committees?
I'll just make a couple of quick comments. We should be hearing something very soon on the legislation that's being written for the K-12. It's going to be a statewide situation, but we will definitely be part of it. So we're waiting to hear from that. It should be literally, hopefully, before the end of November. And the other thing is the beach replenishment, I think, is going great. I see Beavers are on the call. I don't know if they want to mention that, if they can speak about that at this time. But it really looks like they're doing a great job. They're putting a lot of sand over there. And it's going to go down to the Donovan's Reef area, Center Street. So they're finally getting that done. That's a great thing for that area there. They needed it badly. Other than that, progress.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Anyone else on the governing body?
Yeah, this is Jack here. Just seconding what Charlie said, they had the Army Corps meeting today at 2:00, and they expect to be finished in Seabright next week, Tuesday, Wednesday. If the weather stays good, they'll be done. Right. And on the second point, on November 4th, the GIF came into Seabright and had a three-hour meeting with the chief going over the entire police department operation. They had a whole series of questions and checking this and checking that. I'll make a copy of the questionnaire so you have an idea of how extensive it was. But the good news is, at the end of the evaluation, they said that there are no suggestions for improvement at this time. No action has to be taken. So they're very satisfied with their survey, and the chief, they were commendable to our chief. But I'll make a copy and you can take a look at it.
All right, Jack, thank you. Anyone else have any comments?
Mayor, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, going off of Jack and talking about the JIF, tomorrow, I don't know if any of the rest of you are attending the League of Municipalities virtual style, but tomorrow at 3:15 is the annual risk management meeting, which everyone should try to attend if you can. Chris or Michelle can probably hook you up with getting in, and I think they can. And we get $250 off for each of us that attend. So I will definitely be there tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder, Mark. Yes, if you guys have availability, I would definitely do that.
If you weren't signed up to attend the league, you probably don't have a password, but they're going to be offering the course until May 1st. So other online opportunities to take it. So we have some time to get everyone to take it.
All right, thanks, Chris. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Mark? Or are you good?
I'm always good, Brian.
Anyone else? Any other comments?
Hey, I'd like to let the Beaver speak for a minute. Hold on, Kev. Hold on, buddy. Could you let the Beaver speak just for a couple of minutes about the beach replenishment? Because they're affected by it. And it's right in front of their home, and I'd like to just hear their thoughts.
Yeah, no sense, sir. This is Erwin Beaver. Good evening, everybody. As it was stated, the job is going extremely well. The beach looks fantastic. And most importantly, we want to thank the council and the mayor for their commitment and investment on matching shares this year in order to have that job get done. We all know how valuable a beach is to the town, and it's looking beautiful. It looks like we're lucky not to have any major storms this fall. Hopefully the beach is intact in the spring, but very pleased. The whole beachfront along this area looks great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Was it Kevin? Do you have comments you want to make too?
Yeah, no, I just want to say thanks to everybody for the the Veterans Day event in front of the town hall there. Everybody did a great job. I thought we got a nice turnout. It was good. And thanks to Jack for putting that all together.
I was in quarantine, so sorry I couldn't make it, guys. But I'm glad it all turned out well. Happy belated Veterans Day again. Anyone else on the council like to make comments? All right, hearing nothing else, I'm good for comments myself. So we do have an executive session to discuss a couple of items. And then once that executive session's over, the public, this essentially adjourns the public portion of the meeting right now anyway. So with that being said, would anyone like to make a motion to enter into a closed session?
So move.
All right, Jack.
I'll second it.
All right, thanks, Mark. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Dillon?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yeah.
And Reyes?
Yes.
The public, have a great night, everybody. Thanks for calling in, and then I'll talk to you guys in executive in a few minutes.
Okay, signing off.